There's seven of us in the band. I guess the first time we played music together in this band was about summer of 2010. A lot of us in the band have grown up together. The drummer and Barry sax player, they're actually twin brothers. The two of them are my first cousins. And pretty much everyone else in the band, we just kind of grew up with in Philadelphia, kind of like playing in each other's bands. We've been playing music together pretty much all of our lives, but this band specifically has been since about summer of 2010.
This is your first album, right?
Yes.
Where do you get your inspiration from? Like, what are your musical influences?
Musical influences? I mean, I would say, I mean, definitely, as I guess as cliche as it may be seen, but the Beatles are always great as far as, like, inspiring someone, you know? I mean, it's just, like, great songwriting, great production, great instrumentalists, as far as being strictly musical, you know. But we're really influenced. I mean, there's a lot of people in the band, so I would say it's kind of tough because everyone is clearly going to be inspired by multiple things. I would say the common ground for us, things like, you know, the Beatles and then any type of jazz as far as, like, you know. I know I personally, as far as, like, horn arrangements go, for example, like, I love Glenn Miller and a lot of old, like, big band jazz arrangements. But as far as songwriting goes, like, the Glenn Miller isn't really cutting it for me. So I guess, depending on what exact want to be inspired to do at the time.
Right. You guys remind me a bit of Streetlight Manifesto. I don't know if you know them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're a great band.
Do you guys listen to a lot of ska? Did you grow up on that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, not all of us in the band. A few of us did kind of grow up on that. On anything, really any music, it was kind of just like any music that had a horn section, just because, like, before I was into ska, I was into bands like Motown songs that I grew up on, just hearing, like, my parents listen to, and the production on, like, you know, just that every song had horns on it on a Motown record, and then, like, listen to bands like Chicago from the 60s and hearing those recordings, those rock records with horns on them. And then once, I know, we got a little older and heard ska, we're definitely into that, and bands like Streetlight Manifesto. I mean, they've got incredible horn arrangements, and they're a great band live as well. So yeah, definitely a few of us in the band kind of, like, grew up into ska, but I don't know if everyone in the band did.
On a personal level, what's your favorite track on the album?
I would say, I guess, kind of from my perspective, I'm really happy with the way Only You came out, because it was kind of like we were unsure with a few things with the track, and just as far as, like, the whole experience, I guess, you know, when you're making a record with a bunch of people, you kind of, the people who worked on it, I guess, tend to build a different relationship with certain songs, I guess, with the experience associated with that. So I would say, because of that, that's what makes that song my favorite song on the record, was because the experience of, like, us being unsure about what we were going to do with it, and then finally we were able to have a few friends of ours play and have the string section on it and do a few other things, and that then it ended up working out. We were all really happy with it at the end, so, like, I guess going through that would make that song my favorite on the album.
So you guys are not only involved in music, you have some stuff for the movie Alpha Girls that came out too, right?
Yes.
Is it, did you guys do the entire soundtrack?
As far as, like, the movie was kind of like, the soundtrack is kind of broken up into songs that we all did as a band, and then, but as far as the parts that were more kind of like score based for the actual scenes in the movie, so, like, some of the songs were also, that we did as a band, were also written specifically for scenes in the movie. But as far as, like, a lot of the score, I worked on the score for the film. So, like, you know, a lot of scenes, there's, like, ambient, like, orchestral-based sounds. So that's, the soundtrack is kind of made up of that stuff and the songs that we did as a seven-piece.
As a seven-piece, you think it's easier or more difficult to write the music?
I don't know. It's kind of tough at times, I guess. I mean, there definitely is, you know, a lot of people to be working on one thing, but we've mostly been, everyone in the band can write songs, and everyone does write songs, but we've mostly been playing songs that I've been writing, and most times it's like, I have an idea for it, and it's kind of, as far as just creating something from scratch, I know for me, I feel a little, like, happen to work better working on something, and then bringing it to other people, and then getting their opinion on it. So I think for us, we've found that that's the way we can work, we happen to work most efficiently. Being that there is seven people, it's kind of like if one person has a song idea, them kind of fleshing that out and then bringing it to everyone else. Not to say that other methods wouldn't work, it's just for us, that's kind of what we fell into. Not that we're against writing together or anything like that. A bunch of us have written music together in different variations in the past. Yeah, it's just, that's just what we've been doing kind of lately, and what we did, I guess, would be kind of the pattern we fell into for this record as far as the writing goes.
You guys blend a lot of styles together, it seems, from like ska to there's some jazz in there. The Take a Breath sounds a little like, you know, Sgt. Pepper-ish.
Uh-huh.
Is it something that you plan on doing, or is that just kind of something that happens because you guys kind of take your inspirations from different places?
Yeah, I don't think that's like, I don't think we really have to make a conscious effort to try to pull from different influences. I think that's kind of just something that happens organically from us being interested in all of these different influences. I mean, I think it's just, I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of inherent for, as a musician, to, you know, if you listen to all these different things, it's kind of like you can't help but it's going to bleed into what you end up doing somehow. If you listen to it to the point where you really like it and you're like analyzing it or playing it. So yeah, I would say it's definitely, I feel like it's definitely just something that happens out of our genuine interest in a lot of different genres.
Has it been a difficult process to kind of get signed to a label and start producing your own music, to see it actually be in an album form? Was that a difficult process from beginning to end?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of at times can all just feel like, I don't know. I've definitely, me and everyone else in this band as well, we've kind of all been, like I said, we've all been playing together for so long. For a few of the guys in the band, this is not the first album that we finished together in a band. So I guess because of that, I don't know, it kind of feels both ways. At times it can seem like it has taken some time to finish this album and get to where we wanted to be with what we were doing with this album. But at the same time, that's kind of just from, I guess, like after a while, like kind of all the bands you've ever done, or like the entire time, you know, I've been pursuing music was from like when I was 10 years old and I got a guitar. So like from that point to now, it does feel like a very long time. But at the same time, this particular band, I'm definitely really happy with the amount of things we've been able to do with only playing our first show in March of 2011.
So, you guys have been touring for a little while. Are you going to start touring more now that the album has come out?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's definitely something we've been kind of, not completely holding back from doing, but have been doing when we didn't have the album, we definitely were a little more reluctant to tour around not having the album. Yeah, that's definitely something. Right now we're planning a 5-week tour for the end of January to the end of February. So yeah, that's something we're planning on doing a whole lot more now that we have the record done.
What's like the greatest moment that you've ever had happen at a live show? Like what really stood out to you?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I guess I'd have to say probably, well, we definitely try to put everything we can into every single live show. And it's definitely something that has been very important to us the entire time we've been a band, is putting a lot of work into our live show. Yeah, I don't know. I guess as of right now, one of those moments that I had was maybe at our first show that we played, because the amount of people that, when we played our first show in Philly, it was at this venue called Kung Fu Necktie. It holds about 120 people, and we sold out that show, and that was our first show, and then kind of like, we had been working on the band for a little while before we played that show, but we hadn't played live, so it was definitely kind of like a trial run for us on everything we had been working on for the 6 or 7 months prior to that. So it was definitely a good feeling having a large crowd there supporting us for our first show, and that was something that was definitely, I think a special moment for our band playing that first show in Philly and having it. The other thing is we didn't really, because when you just play music, you and your bandmates, I guess you don't really know how, like, if what you're doing is even decent or not, really, until you guys are like in your own little bubble, until you bring this out in front of other people and kind of hope they enjoy it and dig it. You don't really know if it's going to work or not. I mean, you can guess and obviously use your taste to hope. You know, you don't really know until you get in front of people. So, I guess when we got in front of people and it went over well, that was definitely kind of like a big sigh of relief, a sigh of mental relief for us.
Are you guys just going to be doing more local shows on your tour, or are you going to be going around the East Coast or out west?
I think on this tour we're planning right now, the furthest west we're going to go is probably Chicago. And then the furthest south we're going to go is Savannah, Georgia. But we're playing a show we're playing D.C., Richmond, Virginia, a bunch of shows in North Carolina, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Savannah, Nashville, Tennessee, and then a few places in Indiana, then going to Chicago and coming back through Ohio. So, yeah, it's going to be a decent loop.
One of your interests on your Facebook artist page was school buses. You care to elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we bought a school bus, a mini school bus for us to travel. And so there's 7 people in the band. That's kind of not only a lot of people, but a lot of gear to travel with. So what happened was we had played these shows. We did like kind of like a little weekend trip of playing D.C. and Richmond, and we had this like rented passenger van, and we had like, it was like a 12 passenger, or no, I guess it was a 15 passenger, and we took the back 2 rows out so it could fit all of us, and we had one of our friends with us. So there was 8 people in this van with all of our gear, and one of the nights we found ourselves in a parking lot having to sleep with all 8 people in just like 2 rows of seating. And we're all sleeping, like, sitting up, and then we all got sick. And after we came back from that trip, we were like, okay, we need a vehicle where we can sleep comfortably in. So what if we were to get a short school bus, take out a few back rows of seating, and build, like, a loft bed so we can sleep. So when the bus is still, a bunch of us can sleep on the bed, and we can fit all the gear underneath the bed this way. Because we didn't really like the idea of traveling in a passenger van and attaching a trailer of all the gear. We just have known too many bands who have had terrible things happen to them and lose all of their gear by somebody stealing their trailer. So, kind of, and being from Philly, that's definitely like, I don't know, something we always have, is in the back of our minds is, you know, where is our gear? How is our gear? We need to make sure our gear is not being stolen. We felt like if we were sleeping on top of the gear, it would definitely be safe with us. So we bought a school bus, and we started drilling holes in it, and we built a frame, and we built this bed. We're actually in the midst of getting a few hammocks. So, the goal for us was to get a vehicle that we can sleep, that can sleep 7 people, house all of the gear, and, hopefully in the future, convert to a vegetable oil based system, getting it converted, but that is our long term goal with the school bus.
So when you said mini school bus, all I thought about was road trip. So do you guys have like big sing along moments when you're driving around?
I guess sometimes. I guess it can happen sometimes. Not normally, not to any of our music, of course, but just to listening to music extremely loud.
So what's, like, the best sing-along song that you guys all kind of flex your vocal muscles to?
I don't know. That's a good question. It would probably be something like a song. It'd probably be a song that doesn't really have the most sing-along vibe, but everyone would be so into it that everyone would be screaming along. Anyway, probably like a Bowie song, like everyone listening, like us blasting Changes or something and everybody screaming along to it. That or maybe a Queen song, I don't know.
Like Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, I was thinking more like, I guess that is the classic Queen sing-along. But yeah, I was thinking more like Killer Queen or Don't Stop Me Now.
Well, basically, to wrap up, tell me something nobody knows about you guys. Like, something interesting that you wouldn't tell most people.
Something interesting that no one knows about us. Trying to think of an answer that won't, like, completely embarrass someone in the band. There's probably pictures that exist of our drummer and Barry's sax player in a bathtub together when they were children. I might even be in one of those pictures. There are probably pictures with multiple band members in a bathtub taking a bath together. I think that's, top of my head, that no one, I don't think most people would assume that upon seeing a group of seven guys playing music together.